Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, September 14th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 2 cents, December wheat up 4.5 cents, and November beans up 5.5 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down 13 ticks, crude oil up 65 a barrel, metals just a little bit lower. Export sales this morning, 1.6 million metric tons of beans. Strong number there. Corn, 1.05. Decent number there. The wheat, a little light at 317. We did sell 198,000 metric tons of beans to China. So the Chinese buying continues out here. You know, there's still this question about whether or not the U.S. and President Trump are going to put in this ban about anybody trading with North Korea, which would obviously be the Chinese. I think they're going to make some exceptions out there. I don't think they're going to do anything with agriculture. They would be slitting their own political throats if they did that, in my opinion. But, you know, it's something we have to keep an eye on out here. We've had a nice rally in the wheat since the report. The beans are now 7-8 cents higher than when the report came out. That's all positive. The wheat's obviously a lot stronger. It's been up the last 2 days. It looks like it could be up again here today. The corn's still about a nickel under where we closed, or where the report, when the report came out. If we could get that, you know, a decent close in the corn, let's say we're 360, the funds are still heavily short. Hopefully we could see them scamper and want to cover some of these short positions. I was at Husker Harvest the last 3 days, and certainly what was on the topic of discussion was whether or not these USDA reports are correct. In my opinion, I think the corn number is pretty well in the market, and that's what it's going to be. I still think the beans are high, maybe a bushel and a half, so that number could come down. But only in the last 2 years, in the last, I think, 10 years, have we lowered the October report from the September report in the beans. So we'll have to see, but I think it's possible this year. At any rate, I think the beans and the wheat are certainly acting okay. Again, we've got to keep a close eye on this Chinese information. You know, it's dry in a lot of spots around the Midwest. I'm not sure that the beans have finished up all that well in the last 4 weeks with some of the dryness we've seen. So again, I'm still a little bit friendly under this bean market. I'd like to see another good close today, but we'll see where she goes. But again, I kind of like the reaction of this report, particularly in the beans and the wheat, and the corn has certainly rallied off of its lows. We didn't make a new low, so I think that's all positive out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-GT-HEDGE.